the men who thought and talked about God theologically in the first Christian centuries were called church fathers. One of them was Irenaeus of Lyon. He phrased one of the most surprising sentences that astounds until today, at least me. And this sentence says, "The living man is God's glory." Irenaeus didn't say the one strong in faith is God's glory, or the one morally perfect, or the one most convincing. He mentioned, "The living man is God's glory." Wow. 1,800 years old, this inspiration is still so vivid. Last Saturday, I baptized the third child of a friend's family. Just 1 year old, he laughed and looked so merrily and cheerful. I could not stop grinning under my mask. And moreover, I realized that moment, this child is an invitation of God, not to allow all the difficulties and uncertainties of our time to bring us down. They do not have the right to keep us away from the joy God calls us to, the joy that makes us really lively human beings. This joy does not flow from a life free of difficulties and contradictions. This joy is the fruit of an inner trust that God is the source and the destination of our life. In this hope, we entrust our past and our future in His hands to be living men and women today. So I wish you a joyful day.